There was an idea to bring together a duo of recyclable people to see if we could become something more, so that when we needed to, we could create the podcast that we otherwise never could. No one asked for it, no one knew they needed it, but now you have it. Black Culture Geeks.
Welcome everyone to the Black Culture Geeks podcast. This is my man SBJU, and I am Tombstone the Dead Man, and we are just a couple of geeks talking about pop culture from a black perspective.
Facts.
Facts indeed.
Yeah.
It's
the truth.
It is the truth. This episode is going to be full of facts.
Oh, yeah. Because we had there's some things we had to check.
Yeah.
Also, there's a lot of bullshit in this episode.
Yes, it is.
Like,
yes,
it is. It's almost completely comprised of bullshit.
You know what? You're right about that.
I didn't realize
if you look at all of these topics we got, it's a bunch of bullshit in here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yes, it is.
Are we doing the week thing?
Well, what did you do this week?
I had a fight with Wells Fargo.
Who won?
It ended up being a draw.
Oh, it's inconclusive.
Yeah, it ended up being a draw.
In other words, they put hands and feet on you.
Oh, they put hands and feet all over me.
What started the fight?
Well, so I've been in, I've been on the road to upgrading things. And
yeah, you've been on an upgrade. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all. Before he even continues, when he says he's been on an upgrading tear as of late, all one would have had to do is see the way his setup was previously. I got some old footage of it. Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to compile some shit and put it on the YouTube channel so you can see how SBJ's setup has evolved.
Word.
Over the last couple of months.
Yeah, I mean.
But anyway.
There was a long series of events that were fortuitous towards me and led me to be able to make said upgrades. Income taxes and then overtime and then,
And you won the lottery and
shit? No, nigga, if I won the lottery, this would be a completely different conversation.
Oh, damn.
So.
Yeah, we'd be broadcasting from Hawaii.
Oh, nigga, right. Live from Honolulu. Live. I had a check. I also got a gift card, like $100 gift card for Best Buy.
Damn.
So, yeah. So there was a series of fortuitous events, and it all came to a halt like quick yesterday.
Damn.
Because
sober.
Because I had a check. It was my last little bit of money that I had of extra, the extra money. And
yeah.
I paid a couple bills, and I bought a couple things from Best Buy and used my, my gift card, and it ended up being more than $100, so some money from my personal account. And then I went to put this check for a decent amount of money into my Wells Fargo account. Well, something happened to this. It was only yesterday, but I'm still not sure what happened. Somehow, my account was negative for the entirety of the day. From the point that I put the check into my bank account until 9 o'clock this morning.
That's crazy.
My account was in the negative. So
that's crazy.
Everything worked itself out now, but That messed with some things, and I wasn't able to operate the way that I wanted to operate.
That sucks.
Mind you, I got paid yesterday, so
yeah.
But everything's fixed now. It's just yesterday I was like, yo, what is going like?
Yeah, I've been ready to choke slam
today, yo. If when I woke up, it wasn't fixed, I was about to be in that bank.
Yeah,
it just is what it is. But I got, you know, everything's fixed. I got some money from them for the situation. Not like free money, but like money that they had taken.
Yeah.
And I got all that back. So everything is good. Everything's good.
That's trash.
My nigga. It is what it is, though. And I can say that because it's fixed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my week was trash because I expect motherfuckers, if this is something that you do, if this is a service that you proclaim that this is what y'all do, that you offer, I expect you to do that shit the way you're supposed to do it.
Speak on it.
Yet, somebody didn't do that. And that was the post office. So, as everybody know, I probably talked about it a couple times on the show. In April, I'm going on a trip to Belize.
Which is like a couple weeks.
In a couple of weeks. Say that again, in a couple of weeks. All right, so I didn't have my passport, so I had to go through the rigmarole to get it. And I did it the regular way, you know, the way most people go get their passport. Right. They go, you know, they fill the shit out, go on the website, do whatever, get the paperwork, go there, do that shit, pay the money, take the picture there at the post office, and bam. And I did that shit in enough time where I would have gotten it back long before we had to go.
Without having to pay extra money.
Well, I had to pay any extra money.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, I get a letter. A letter, mind you, that's dated February the 28th. You feel me? Saying, oh, the picture ain't right. The picture ain't right. I'm like, hold up. They took the picture. And this, and this is the exact same place my wife went to get her passport. And it was fine.
That's funny.
And mind you, not only is it the same place, the same woman took the picture.
Yo, you know what that means, right?
What's that?
You broke the camera.
Nigga, shut up.
No other math works.
Nigga, there is other explanations. What? Look, first of all, when I walked in there, being a photographer, right? You tend to be able to see certain things in certain situations.
That's a fact.
That other people, the lay people won't see.
That's a fact.
The first thing I saw when we walked in there is the lighting was trash.
Okay. But the lighting was fine for Yetta.
But when she got hers done, this was like early year before last.
Oh, all right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what the lighting was at that point for her back
then.
Got you. But nigga, this once again, me giving people the benefit of the doubt, saying this is what you do.
Oh yeah, it's what you do.
You do this.
I defer to you on this.
I'ma defer to you on this. Evidently, you got some software or something.
Yeah.
Bump the exposure up. Do whatever you're gonna do. Right. Do what you're gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Nah, nigga. So I'm mad at this point because the window of time to get the passport.
Oh, it's closing.
It's closing. And the trip is in April. And I desperately need to go on this trip.
Oh yeah. All
right.
Oh yeah.
So I mentioned Belize my waits frustration. For no one. Belize waits for no one. So I mentioned my plight to my multi-world brothers, and come to find out, SBJ said,
I slid through with the LU.
Slid through with the matter, said it very matter-of-factly at that. Yeah, man, sucks to be you. I got mine down to CVS.
What?
Yeah, man, I CVS. Thought you knew. Well, nigga.
Yo.
How?
It House, slipped my, right? First of all, it has slipped my mind that you didn't have your passport. When you told me you had got it, I was like, oh, huh. Because I'm like, oh, I just knew you already had it. And then when you said you got it, it was no point in me telling you that there were other ways to get it because you got it.
No, but when I said I got it, I went to do the process to get it.
No, I know.
It was supposed to be a done deal.
That's what I did the same thing you did. I gave them the benefit of the doubt and figured they knew what they was doing.
I will never do that again. meanwhile, it was so quick, so damn quick to walk in there, tell a guy, hey, fucker, I need a passport photo done. Oh, cool. No problem. He went over there,
got on his little computer thingy. Sit over here, please. Mm-hmm. I went and sat in front of the damn thing. He took the picture. He took the SD card out of the little camera, put it in another little computer, adjusted everything the way it was supposed to be. Blah, out.
Yeah. Very simple.
Very simple. Like, you sent us the son of a bitch. So now we have to pay extra money to expedite it.
Yeah.
Just hope that it gets hit. You know what I'm saying?
No, it'll get in time. Like I said, before the government shut down shit, you can, like, I think the quoted time for expedited service is like 2 weeks.
Right.
I got mine in like 2 weeks without expediting. That was before the shutdown.
Right.
So
right.
I'm sure that even after the shutdown and them having to catch up and shit, that you'll still get your expedited one in decent time. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I guess as long as when they get the goddamn pick the photos, because we did that second day. Or next day air, whatever.
Yeah.
Send it to them. And that's in Virginia. You got to send this place in Virginia.
Right.
So, yeah, as soon as they get it, blah, blah, blah. But I was fucking pissed. But that was the main thing that pissed me off this week. Because I felt like I took an L when I didn't need to take an L right there.
That's true.
Motherfucker ain't do what the fuck they were supposed to do.
That's true. Mean? Somebody messed up.
Somebody fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So, that was my week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna let you start this because I like I said, I'm fed up. So,
all right,
you go ahead.
So apparently, Terry Crews is in the news again.
Indeed.
And it came from something he tweeted, put out there on Twitter. Once again,
he just keeps talking, yo.
He keeps talking, and I feel like what he said needs to be unpacked because there's some shit in there that is undeniable, but there's also some shit in there that he just didn't express well at all. And it really, like, because usually they're applauding Terry Crews.
Yes.
Right? Because he's usually holding other men accountable.
I would say up until recently. Recently he's been this ridiculous downward trend.
Yeah, yeah. And, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. So, there was this article, an op-ed written by, what was the lady's name? Dereka, I hope I pronounced her name right, Dereka Purnell. And she basically was doing commentary on, in the New York Times, she was doing commentary over a speech that Barack Obama said to a crowd of boys in Oakland, California. And I'm going to tell you, for those of you that don't really pay, haven't really been paying attention. But a lot of the stuff Barack did when he talks, had these little talks, and he did this when he's president. He does a lot of respectability politics.
That's true. That's true.
He does a lot, and a lot of that shit is really fucking annoying, to be completely honest with you. Yeah, I know he can give a good speech. He has these sweeping highs and these theatrical lows and all that. He does that well, but a lot of shit he says a lot of times when he's talking to the black community, it's respectability politics in a lot of ways. Shit that just, dude, we ain't, it's a false equivalency going on right here, right now, for you making this to be the main issue. That ain't the main issue going on right now. Yeah. But whatever the case was, Barack said what he said. He said something about kids, showing off that 8-pound chain around in there.
Yeah, he said if you're really confident about your financial situation, you're probably not going to be wearing an 8-pound chain around your neck.
Right. So, all right, it is what it is with that. You can take that for whatever it's worth. I really don't give a damn. But this ain't the first time he done said kind of stuff like that. And sometimes the shit rub a motherfucker raw. Like when he say violence ain't the answer. Nigga, don't be telling us that. Go tell them police that.
Nah, yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't come in my face with that shit. You better go talk. Because the conversation we having right now is about them fucking up. About us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He do shit like that. So, Terry's whole thing was, he weighed in on what Dereka said, basically, because she said something about, he said another thing that, this is a quote, another thing that bothers me is that this op-ed was written by a woman about how boys should be taught to grow into successful men. How would she know? Men need to hold other men accountable.
Let me stop you right there.
All right.
There is this thing, there's this philosophy that I've always held. As long as I was old enough and mature enough to hold philosophies with the whatever. Mm-hmm. So I've always believed that punching down is wrong.
Yes.
You can punch up all you want. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, the only thing you're hurting is feelings at the most.
Right.
You are not causing any real damage when you punch up. Now, there are times when the person that's above that's being punched finds a way or ends up being beneath, in which case you need to stop punching. But as long as you're still talking about somebody above you, punch away.
Right.
For Terry Crews, because I get the analogy. The analogy is women always saying that men can't speak for women.
Right.
100%. That is punching up.
Right.
Terry Crews, as a man, shut up. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear you telling anybody what women should be able to do.
And the main reason for that is because to say that, that would only be valid if all things were equal.
Exactly.
Meaning that, you know, men don't speak for women.
Because they do.
And they do.
All the time.
And they do. Now, unpack this if all things were even. Nothing he said there would be that big of an issue.
No, if all things were even, it would not be.
Exactly. Because, and this is the other truth that I don't think, especially the people nowadays, are having a hard time realizing. That while there are a lot of things that make us similar, there are things that make us a hell of a difference between people.
Yeah.
So my reality on the playground when I was a kid was not the same as my daughter, my daughter's or my sister's.
No.
See, so there were certain expectations that was on me that wasn't on her, just like it was certain expectations on her that's not on me.
Thanks.
You feel me? So only somebody that had to grow up with that experience of understanding that can actually truly go, like, get into the nitty gritty of the nuance of unpacking that.
Yeah.
So in that sense, he's right. Because when I've seen too many times with my sister, when my oldest nephew was still a little boy and he'd be in school and some shit would kick off and she would get mad at him for fighting back. And saying, you supposed to wait for a teacher. And I would calmly tell her, I was like, Erica, one, you know that's not how mama raised us.
Right.
And two, if he does that and doesn't fight back, his name will be mud.
It will never end.
In that school. And it will never end. He, and on top of that, he was little for his age. He still is. If he allows them to put foot, hands, elbows, and head bunts on him. It will never stop.
Right.
It will never stop. So, because my sister didn't have to deal with a lot of shit that me and Lance, my older brother, had to deal with, because of the expectations on boys, she could get away with going to the principal or to the teacher.
Yeah.
That shit ain't gonna work for us.
Right.
Now, that is not something that's intrinsic to the breed, to the species.
No.
And this is how we gotta parse that shit too. Because this is societal shit.
Yes.
This is societal expectations on what they expect boys and men to be.
Exactly.
And also, fellas, this is where the toxic masculinity part hurts us, because certain expectations on us to be not human.
Right.
To be not human. And in the case of being a father, again, like I said, I got a dog in that fight.
Yep.
Because I'm a dad. In the case of that, there is this idea that men are less legitimate parents as women are a lot of time. I'm going to give you a couple examples of that. Just a couple examples. So I remember when my daughter was first born, she was premature.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining and cold and trash outside.
Right.
My baby mother, so pumped up, the baby's here, blah, blah, blah. She want to take her all over the place. I felt like that damp air wasn't going to do her no good.
Right.
I mentioned, like, I don't know if it's a good idea. Maybe we can wait till tomorrow when it's not supposed to be raining, mm-hmm. blah, 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 just another. I had an aunt tell me, now, wait a minute now. You can't be making no decisions like that because, this, in her words, you still got stuff to do as a father first before you can. Wait a minute.
Now, that makes
I became
no
a
sense.
Father.
The minute. The very
the minute
moment.
She was born.
Yes.
The minute she was born, I was a father.
Yeah.
But in her mind, I couldn't say anything about that, about the welfare of my kid, the health of my kid, because a man has to somehow earn his parenthood.
Yeah.
And because a woman carried that kid for them 9 months, which is a huge feat that always have said, when it's in her body, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Yep.
That's her body.
Yep.
You ain't feeling the pain. You ain't got to do none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
When that baby's here, though, both of y'all are responsible for that child.
Right. It's simple.
So it's this mentality. And I'm thinking that a part of his whole thing here, he was attempting to combat that, but it just would turn into a train wreck.
Yeah, I don't care. Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
This is one of those situations where I don't care about his intention because he has been on such a downward trend. Seriously. This
downward spiral.
This now appears, to borrow a phrase from you, this now appears to be a feature, not a bug.
Not a bug.
Because right. as far as I, to my memory, because it's probably a couple things I'm forgetting, but to my memory, mm-hmm. from the Kevin Hart stuff to the Liam Neeson stuff, he's right. just been on the wrong side.
Yeah,
recently.
The wrong side of history.
Recently.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm not, he doesn't get the benefit. We just talked about not mm-hmm. giving the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
He doesn't get the benefit of the doubt from me. Not when he says something crazy. And I'll tell you even more why a little bit later. But mm-hmm. So basically he made that post on Twitter. And Black Twitter read him sideways. And I loved it. I loved every single bit of it.
They got in his ass.
They dug in. And he followed it up by saying, quote, I repeat, women can speak with us, just not for us. And right. some of those were capital and, you know, all that other type of stuff. And it's like, bruh, you are handling this wrong. Because he was responding to someone who said that it was counterproductive to kick women out of that conversation.
Right.
Which is a fact.
Right.
There is no right. response needed for that. That is when, good sir, you should have ceded your argument and said, you know what? I'm not going to win this one.
Yeah, because the most he could have did, he could have said, well, you're right. They do need to be in this conversation because yeah. we are a species.
Facts, facts.
So you know what I'm saying? So yeah, now he could have, and he'd been thinking on his feet, was like, say, look, I said they could speak with us.
It's right.
For us. That's part of the conversation.
Right.
But he didn't do that. And also, you could tell he got in his feelings.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When he was talking to the one person that said, you can't expect to educate people that don't listen to others when they try to educate you. He says, I heard you. You said my purpose as a father is no longer needed. That's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
Because that's not what she said.
Nobody
that's
said
when
that.
When I knew he was in his feelings. Right at that moment when
well,
he said that.
Because he said this. Here's the thing. When you have a limited understanding of something, you can only respond to that understanding.
Right.
So here was his tweet that was a response to. Mm-hmm. He says, there are things that you need from your father. Your father mm-hmm. starts out, he gives you your name. Stop right there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Let's stop right there. My mother's last name, maiden name, is Davis.
Uh-oh.
My last
Uh-oh.
Name is Davis.
Uh-oh.
So you're wrong already. Let's continue. He tells you who you are. Stop. No.
No, he actually doesn't.
Does not.
You figure out who you are sometimes later on in life.
Uh-huh. All right, let's continue. He gives you your inheritance, and that doesn't mean money. Your inheritance, you inherit his story. Okay, let's stop again. My father probably, I don't even know the official count, but I think my father has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 children.
Mm-hmm.
I know 3 of them.
Mm.
I'm not out here doing that.
That's true, but is that what he meant when he said you inherit his story?
I don't know, or but did, that's his story.
Is he saying that in your time, your family timeline, this is like your father did this, and then you come along and add to that story?
Maybe, but guess what? Maybe, but guess what? If he does mean that, it's not a positive thing.
Yeah, right.
It is neither inherently positive or negative. That's right. Not a point for him.
Right.
Facts. It is just something that happens. So, Yeah, that's the nah, bro. All right, let's continue. Your father gives you your security. Okay, let's stop right there. I've been talking about me. Let me ask you. Has your father at any point made you feel overly secure?
My father gave me shit and pushed me in it.
Oh, okay. Hold up. I'm sorry. Your father gives you your security. I'm talking about your confidence.
Nah, B.
Because when your father tells you you can do something, you believe that you can do it. Right.
But when your mama says that,
you can't believe that. No. According to Terry Crews, your mother telling you can do something means absolutely nothing.
Well, here's the thing about that, Mr. Crews. You know how many asses I had to put boot to in front my mama?
Facts. Facts.
Because you're not beating me in front my mama.
Facts. It's
not
happening. Facts. Because of several reasons. And here's the thing. My issue with this is he's responding from the perspective of someone who had their father heavily present in their life.
And their father was not a destructive force in their life.
That is not everybody's experience. You can't speak about these things as if they are absolute.
Especially not in our community.
Right.
For various reasons.
Yes.
But we're not going to the whole deadbeat dad shit.
No, we're not saying that. It's just that there are things that happen, regardless of whether you want to. All right, I'll make it fair. We're not going to the black men ain't shit thing.
No, and
in this episode, we're not tackling the system takes our black fathers away from us. We're not doing either one of those. We're just saying for reasons that are to be determined by the individual.
Right.
A lot of the times, this is not people's experience in our community.
Facts.
It's just a fact. This is the most closed-minded thing I've ever heard him say. Like, I am in general a fan of Terry Crews. In general. I love when he speaks about acceptance and tolerance and all of those things, and I honestly do believe that he means it. It's just that this is a blind spot for him.
Right.
And that means that he can't see it.
And here's the other issue too. And there are plenty of people out there that ran to his defense. And usually the people that I saw that ran to his defense have really fucked up opinions about women in general.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that's the crew that he's attracting with this type of
rhetoric. This comment, right?
Yeah.
So here's the other thing. We're not talking about somebody not being able to have an opinion or whatever.
No, not
just at all. Just understand when you're Terry Crews or anybody else that has a label of celebrity on and a huge platform. And a lot of times I talk about this from purely a marketing standpoint.
Yeah.
You done seen too much of this.
Right.
To be putting yourself
You can't possibly be this dumb. You could not have thought that this was going to be okay. There is absolutely no way.
You just talked trash, all manners of trash to Kevin Hart.
Right. For this very same thing.
Right.
For this very same thing, he made a mistake on Twitter and he doubled down.
Right.
And now you're doing the same exact thing. What is going on here? So not only did he just ignore the majority, not only did he ignore a bunch of people in our community's experience, he also, how does that logic work for same-sex parents?
Which is something else that was brought up about his thing, because you're kind of undermining it with that.
Yeah.
That's because you're saying, because again, that's what I meant earlier when I said this is not something that's necessarily intrinsic to the species. A lot of this is societal, you know, the whole, what do they call it? Nature versus nurture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of these roles that we have, a society assigned that, and they may have made sense at some point in our development to maybe the how much we knew or didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
How our societies generally were run as far as needing to find food and needing to have shelter. So maybe they made sense at some point from that standpoint, but 100%, this is not something.
No, we're not even going to say maybe. 100% they made sense at that point.
But We've passed that point. I always bring this up to people all the time that want to rely on a lot of that. I say, my nigga, when the last time you went out there and strangled the antelope with your bare hands to bring food in the house?
Good question.
You didn't do that shit. Your ass went to the market. So the same
you out there skinning tigers and whatnot?
You skinning tigers for fur and shit? No.
I don't think so.
So stop acting like now.
You've never used a knife.
You've never used... No. So stop acting like it's still that. Now, yes, it is true that even our bodies still react to the time. Just like it was the time we were still hunter-gatherers.
Yeah.
So it does take time for a lot of those things to like grow its way out. But we can't act like some of the same things and factors that was true back then are still true now. They're not. Right. they're not. So you're undermining this whole idea, well, you got to get certain things from men that women can't give. That's only because of the way society is set up. That's all literally only because of the roles people have decided that not only are they going to accept themselves, but they demand that other people have those same roles.
Yeah. And it's
not because of your DNA or chromosome, man. It has nothing to do with that.
Not because you were genetically a male. And no, nigga. Right. That's not that. No, nigga. So again, he says, oh, no, this is one of the craziest parts. Mm-hmm. This is when I was like, all right, I'm absolutely done with him. Remember when I dropped this story in the chat and I was like, yo, listen, I need you to be nuanced on this because I cannot.
Right.
This is what I read when I said that. So the lady that was going back and forth with him said, love is not gendered. A child will not starve with only one gender loving them. His response was, but they will be severely malnourished. Now, that's when GLAAD came along.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they wasn't glad about that comment right there.
What is wrong with you? You can't be this stupid. You can't possibly be this dumb. I don't
to
understand.
To not know who you stepping on, yo. You stepping on people when you say that.
So, quick history. If anybody doesn't know me personally, my mother was, for all intents and purposes, for a significant portion of my life, a single mother.
Right.
She has been married for a long time now, but there was a time. There was a time. And I'm not going to speak to financially because I haven't had these conversations with her 100%. And I don't really have a need to. I don't care. It's happened already. But as far as like taking care of me, raising a child, my mother did a lot of that on her own.
Right.
I'm fine.
So did mine. And that's the other thing that, because, you know, I feel a certain kind of way when motherfuckers start punching at single mothers and single dads.
Right.
And single dads. Because I feel like, first of all, the same way I got, you know, the main reason, when everybody waited years to talk shit about Bill Cosby. I've been talking shit about Bill Cosby for the longest because when he did that dumbass pound cake speech, he threw single black mothers under the bus.
Right.
And dabbed some bullshit. I felt, you talking about my mother. Fuck you. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So when he says stuff like this, severely malnourished. Let me tell you what makes a child severely malnourished. A society that makes it so that a woman, single mother or single father, cannot make a living wage.
Right.
So they don't have money for insurance. Yeah. They don't have money for that child.
Things like negligence, things like abuse.
Exactly.
Those things make children malnourished.
But you're not going to sit here and tell me that a single mother or a single father who is has a good living, making a great living, the child is going to be severely...
Thanks.
Get the fuck out.
No, here's the thing. No. You're not stopping to understand what you're even saying. Because by your logic, because the person that participated in creating me, that is a male, was not around, that I did not get the love that I needed growing. Right. That's what you're saying.
Now, take into account
that I have uncles.
Exactly. There are other male figures in your life, or should be.
Uncles, and older cousins. Uncles.
Nigga,
that's not how this works. But even saying that,
I maintain all you motherfuckers are broken. But that's besides the point.
Well, that's different. That's different. Yeah. That's different.
Well, that's besides the point. But all you I would say that whether you came from a mother and father household or a single, all you motherfuckers are broken. All
right, so they went in on him.
Little Russian dolls.
So they went in on him. All right, so a couple of the responses to that. How the F did Terry Crews went from speaking about feminism and gender roles and male sexual assault to saying that kids raised without a dad grow up to be severely malnourished?
That's crazy.
What kind of demon possessed him? How can you not realize how toxic this mindset is? Okay, another one. Terry Crews said children of single mothers or lesbian couples will be severely malnourished. That's what he said. Here's the thing. She reworded it, but that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't have the love of a father. I didn't see, and he didn't see how gross and damaging that sounded. Here's another one. Dear Terry Crews, my 12-year-old twins are not severely malnourished. Please stop encouraging the bullying of children of LGBTQ parents. Here's another one. I'm sorry. This is what he said. Mm-hmm. I apologize to anyone who was hurt by my severely malnourished tweet. Stop. So the apologizing for someone's feelings thing is not a sincere apology. You're not apologizing for what you did. No.
It never has been.
Not apologizing for what you did. You're apologizing for how people took what you did.
Right.
No. No. That has never been an apology.
That is the equivalent of a motherfucker, some especially older white dude, getting on some platform and going, nigga. And then when people complain about him doing it, he says, I'm sorry for anyone that was hurt.
Right.
By, you know,
that's like you punching somebody in their nose and telling them that you're sorry that their nose started bleeding.
I'm sorry that your nose started bleeding because I punched you in
the crowd. No, bro. Oh, he continues. It was in response to someone who said kids wouldn't starve. Yes, we know that. That doesn't change anything. It changes absolutely nothing. And then he concludes by saying it was poorly worded, so I deleted it. No, nigga, it wasn't poorly worded. It was a poor thought. It was
also
wrong.
Also, no, nigga, you didn't delete it because I'm looking at it right now. meaning, just because you delete it doesn't mean it goes away.
Exactly. The internet is written in ink.
The internet is forever.
And then, so he responded to that last tweet that I read about the the person with the 12-year-old twins. Yeah. And he says, I agree, it was the wrong choice of words in response to another tweet. I apologize, the tweet would delete. Again, it was not a wrong choice of words. It was a wrong thought. The idea itself is what was wrong. Not the way you worded it. No matter how the hell you word that, it is incorrect. I am absolutely done with Terry Crews at this point. I am making a motion that we revoke his Black Culture Geeks card, and I am not dealing with him anymore. The only
Go ahead. Point of order. Point of order. His this downward trend of his does not mean that he's irredeemable.
No, it does not.
But however,
I have now developed a bias.
That might be true, but what I'm saying is, at any moment, he could trend upward again.
Yes,
and learn to have an understanding and present himself in that way.
That is definitely true.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's what time he should be on.
Yes.
With that. Like, yo.
Wait. Oh, hold on. There's more. Terry Crews. This is a tweet from Terry Crews. Because clearly he still doesn't understand.
Right.
This is the tweet. He's doing that thing where you do quotes. So like me, colon, quote, someone else, quote, quote, right. That whole thing. So, me, human beings need exercise. Hashtag woke Twitter. Fuck you, I don't exercise. I have never exercised and I'm fine. My kids can't exercise because they were hurt. So now you're mocking them. I demand you take that back and apologize. Terry Crews, do better. Shut the fuck up.
That's not the same thing.
This is. I'm sorry. I said I shot my shot a little bit too early. This is why I'm done with him. This is why I'm done with him. Because
are you gonna stop listening to his music?
I would have had to. there's a prerequisite to stopping the act of listening to someone's music.
Okay.
What I will say is, honestly. It's not like he's a. How can I say this?
Without having to explain. No, true.
He's not an A-lister.
No.
So
by no means.
It's not like watching
this
a
is hard.
Movie
this
with
is terribly.
Him. Yeah. It's watching a movie with him in it is not watching a Terry Crews movie. That's not. That has Facts. Not happened. I think there's. I think the Sorry for Waiting. I think. I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. You might be able to count that as a Terry Crews movie, but like White Chicks is not a Terry Crews movie.
I agree with you with that because I saw something similar in the case of Chris Pratt, because Chris Pratt believes a lot of silly, stupid shit.
Oh yeah,
in real life.
Yeah,
but I saw someone say, I can't really support his stuff so much, and I was like. Yeah, Marvel movies isn't his stuff.
No.
That's not his stuff.
No, not really.
It's not his stuff.
Wanted is not a Chris Pratt movie. It's not. So like
I'm gonna keep it real with you. Guardians of the Galaxy is not the thing with when you do Disney and MCU shit, the brand is bigger than you are, nigga.
I mean he happens to be the alpha and the leader of the team.
Chris
Pratt movie.
It's not if Guardians of the Galaxy was made by New Line Cinema, then yeah. This is made by Disney and Marvel Studios. Yo, you were just another cog in the wheel.
Right.
That they managed to get good casting for.
So allow me to wrap up. Training Day was not a Terry Crews movie. The Friday After Next was not a Terry Crews movie. White Chicks is not a Terry Crews movie. So
The Longest Yard was not a Terry Crews movie.
So when a Terry Crews movie comes out, then I'll boycott him. But until then, I'll just be personally done with him. Now, if he does something else that will
show that he has an understanding.
No, not even that. I'm not giving him. I don't give him the benefit. I don't think that he will do that. But if there's a topic that we have to talk about, and he's on the right side of the argument, I'll still include him.
Right.
Because
right.
it's not that damn deep. I don't know this man.
Right.
But yeah, in general, I am done with Terry Crews. Cause you when you apologize, you are doing literally what you accused Kevin Hart of doing. Like there is no difference in what you accused him of doing.
And I maintain even now that a lot of that conversation was just a misinterpretation of definition of terms.
Yeah.
Because when he said ally, do you really know what they mean?
No.
When he said ally,
I have a thought that of what that means to me. And
right.
from what that means to me, I agree with his statement.
Right.
But he could have meant something else. And I'm
not because
speaking,
if you say right. If,
when I'm not speaking usually, in absolutes on that.
Right. Because usually in that type of conversation, when somebody says think of ally, it's somebody that is supportive and not doing anything to be a hindrance to you.
In which case, it doesn't seem like an issue.
Yeah, and I don't think
but
that's
when you're
Kevin
talking about,
was saying.
I'm pretty sure that's not what he meant.
I think he meant kind of like a face type thing. Right, the face of the movement, I think
and,
that's
and
what
I
he meant.
Him. I don't blame him for not wanting to be that because he is not,
that's not
he's
him.
Not a part of the movement.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. That's disingenuous.
He could be a face of equality.
Yeah.
But be the face of that specific movement?
No,
that would
be disingenuous. Yeah,
when he's not. Right.
So, yeah, I am absolutely done with Terry Crews because you're not going to say. So here's let's do a quick rundown of his sins in just this situation. So first, he decided that he was going to speak in absolutes on an experience that is varied.
Also, only the Sith speaks in absolutes.
He decided that he was going to speak in absolutes on an experience that is varied.
Right.
That is not always a bad thing, but given what followed up.
And you're touching on, like, you basically carpet bombed a lot of people.
Facts.
That, you know what I'm saying? With that, you carpet bombed a lot of people that's not true for.
Yeah.
When you say
this thing does this. That implies that other things don't do that.
Right, right.
It's plain and simple. So that was his first sin. His second sin was that dumb statement about them being severely malnourished.
Yeah, like
that was not poorly worded. He worded it how he wanted to word it.
Yeah, because there's so many other ways you could have said that
and here's
without
the thing.
Carpet bombing people.
Here's the thing. I hate this excuse. Especially in this day and age, if you take your time out to type something, I do not want to hear that it was poorly worded because typing is not an instantaneous thing. If you were in an interview and you said something that was super crazy, I can accept that you didn't think before you spoke. I can accept that.
Right.
Heat of the moment is for that, a moment. Once you are taking more time, it is no longer a moment, it is moments. And once you have moments, you have time to think. So I don't want to hear the poorly worded shit. All right, so that's that. His next sin was apologizing for people's feelings. No, that is not how that works. That is
I'm
never
sorry
how
that
works.
You feel that way.
That will never be how that works. Okay. And then his final sin and the nail in the coffin was him after this apology, quote unquote, doubling down and completely misreading what happened in this situation. I'm done with him. I'm done. I'm absolutely done.
Right.
So yeah, I'm revoking your BCG card. it just is what it is. I'm sorry. There will be no Terry Crews appreciation episode.
Nah.
Nah.
We don't got time anyway.
So, nah, I mean,
like, come on. Like you said, he's not even an A-lister.
Yeah, he's not an A-lister. I'm not. A-lister. This is not going to happen. I'm sorry. But I think that's it for him. We can
we can
move on from him. All right, so interesting piece of news came out. I don't remember if it was exactly last week or the week before or something, but Kanye West, he is in this very crazy deal where he is not allowed to retire, or take a break, take an extended break from music. Let me read the language. You, parentheses, Mr. West, hereby
Mr. West!
Okay. Hereby represent and warrant that to EMI that you will, throughout the term as extended by this modification, remain actively involved in writing, recording, and producing compositions and major label albums as your
work your fingers to the bone until the day you are dead.
Shut up! Stop! As your principal occupation, at no time during the term will you seek to retire as a songwriter, recording artist, or producer, or take any extended hiatus during which you are not actively pursuing your musical career in the same basic manner as you have pursued such career to date. And in parentheses, the preceding representation shall not be deemed to prevent you from taking a vacation of limited duration.
So basically, you can take a vacation, but you can't.
So this is okay. I have a little more details. This is the publishing deal that he signed in 2003. So this was before he got big.
Okay. So he got basically a shit deal. But okay. So here's the thing, right? They was now on the face of that. That sounds trash.
Yes.
That sounds like a slave deal.
Yeah.
For real. But I would like for people to expand their perspective on this to a larger society thing. Because however ass you feel this is, all of you have signed the same deal. All of you work for jobs. Most of you, I should say, work for jobs that only give you like 2 weeks off of vacation. And a little bit of sick time, and demand that your monkey ass work and work and work and work. It's the American way. And when someone outside of that paradigm that can see outside of that rat maze trap that they got your ass in says to you, yo, you do realize you're, most of the minutes and hours of your life, you're giving to someone else's wealth. And for their happiness and their children's elevation, and you'll be lucky to get a piss poor ass SSI check when you turn 65.
Yeah.
Yo, I just need for people to see that from a broader scope.
Right.
This is trash. This is trash.
Thanks.
But this is the same trash, or very near the same trash.
Pretty close.
All of you
because the difference, the difference being, the one difference being, that this apparently precludes him from retirement.
And there it is.
That's the
damn in your face, goddamn.
Yo, so he has been suing to try to get out of this deal. And if he wins, he will own all of his publishing after 2010.
Well, let me tell you why I support Kanye battling this. I support him because the idea that he can't retire would mean that I have to constantly hear him in the press with his opinions and the things that I don't. It's annoying. So if this man has to fight to make sure that one day he can stop, I support that. I just had to put that out there.
Well, I'm not as cynical in my reason that I'm supporting it, but you know, That will suffice. That actually will suffice.
I'm not even mad, man. He can't retire.
I'm not mad at that. No, that's crazy. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever. Yo, I have never heard of this before.
And see, a lot of you artists, and this goes to show this industry shit. A lot of you artists, when you're quote unquote a starving artist, and you just want to be acknowledged, and you want to be able to make this money, you think I'll figure something out on the other end. But for right now, I'm signing this because this puts me on. You need to really think about what the fuck you're signing early on. You just, first of all, you need to have a bit more confidence in your ability.
Right.
To not be willing to accept a fucking slave deal like that. Yeah. Like, that is ridiculous.
Speaking of shit contracts, De La Soul
is from the Soul. And that's a fact you can't deny. Okay.
I mean, yeah, but that don't really help them in this situation. They were screwed two ways to Sunday. At least they can retire, but they were screwed six ways to Sunday by Tommy Boy Records.
Yeah, yo.
They have a deal in place that promises them 10%. 10%. Here's the timeline from their Instagram. Uh-huh. All right, so they were talking about their albums coming to streaming. And because Tommy Boy had just recently got the rights back from Warner. So, dear fans, the music will be released digitally. After 30 years of good music and paying their debt to hip-hop, De La Soul, unfortunately, will not taste the fruit of their labor. Your purchases will roughly go 90% Tommy Boy, 10% De La.
That's bullshit.
Sincerely yours, the Phantom $2 million debt. Okay, so that was one. The next post. Dear fans, just got wind that Tommy Boy was not happy about our last post. Touche. We are not happy about releasing our catalog under such unbalanced, unfair terms. Respect the artist. And then the last one. Dear fans, just got off the phone with Tommy Boy Music, negotiations, or lack thereof, to release our catalog on all streaming platforms. Uh-oh. So, yeah. This is trash too.
Yeah. And, you know, again, what's crazy about this, a small aside that has some sort of a connection to this.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started started being serious about the music, put it to you like that.
Right.
I did meet a Tribe Called Quest long before they became the legends that they are now, but we knew who the fuck they was. They had that little Left My Wild El Segundo was out. Bonita Apple
Bomb
was out.
Which was a very dumb song.
Yes, it was.
Bonita Apple Bomb was the shit.
It was the shit. That was out. And me and my mentor, Sean, were in Harbor Place in Baltimore. And apparently, Tribe Called Quest was here in town, along with a few other acts that were performing. And it happened to be in Harbor Place. They were going down the escalator. We went up.
Mm-hmm.
We saw them, noticed them, and went follow them to the fruit shake stand and started talking to them. And it was real, real affable, you know. And at that time, I never forget, Sean asked them, so what label you think we should try to, send a demo to and try to get on? And I never forget Q-Tip telling us, you should try Tommy Boy. Because they respect the artist.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, survey says.
Wow. Wow.
That was a lie.
And that's why you weren't the greatest rapper for the year or whatever that was on that one. No, yo.
That's absolutely crazy. Now, hold on. To be fair, the narrative that I've gotten in my research for the story is that everybody back then was given trash deals.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
And that the reason that he said that was probably because Tommy Boy was one of the few record labels that allowed artists to have creative control.
Yeah.
That's probably what that was. But in hindsight, nah, bruh. That ain't it, Chief.
Nah.
I mean,
that's the thing, yo. Like, this is the reason why when Offset said that crazy shit he said about
the old school dude should be kissing the new school dude's feet.
Oh, God.
Because they made number one. Yo, nobody, not one single artist or era is what made hip hop number one on streaming services to this day. It's a combination of everybody over the course of the culture that put their work in, motherfuckers that got robbed, so that lessons were learned from other people not to do this, not do that. Yeah. Yo, it's not just
you. I have a theory about that. Mm-hmm. Because, as you know, and the audience should know, you know, the recurring listeners, I've been doing a lot of research about older hip-hop recently. Right. And the numbers that were being put up back then, in certain phases.
Right.
Let's say you are 20, no, not even 20. Let's say you're 50% of the market, right?
Right.
But the total market is $1 billion.
Right, right, right.
And then you are 100% of the market, but the total market is $250 million.
Right. All right. I know where you're going.
To say that hip hop is the number one genre right now, okay.
That is
factual. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. when artists were regularly eclipsing 5x platinum,
how about that?
At a point, and today people are having trouble hitting 1x platinum.
Right, right.
It doesn't.
It doesn't have the same impact, yo. No, and you know, it doesn't. And you know what? It's kind of like you finally, after all these years, make it to the WWE, and you wind up winning the world championship. Mm-hmm. But you won it in an era that did not have a Rock, right. a Stone Cold, yep. an Undertaker, yep. a Triple H, mm-hmm. and the people that's there now don't even measure up to that. So yeah, technically you're the champ.
Yeah,
we don't have the same feeling for you.
What did you really do? Like, was it that hard? My dude, like, I get it. So basically, you did more work. So let's say you did more work.
Right.
Doesn't that make you dumb?
You did more work for less of a slice of a pie.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't. All right. I just don't. Okay. Yeah. Right. You ate that whole tasty cake pie, but but they had a homemade,
yeah,
full pan pie.
Yeah.
That they got most of.
Right. And before you motherfuckers say, but they making money now, let me explain something to you. First of all, you're broke.
Well, I mean, forget that. That's not even necessary. It is.
The reason why I'm saying that is perspective-wise.
No, I get it.
You're skewed because you see that they have these cars and these chains and
yeah. People had that back then too, though.
People had that back then.
But here's the thing.
You're just broke.
You want to talk about money? Y'all don't got Jay-Z money.
Nope.
Y'all don't got Dr. Dre money.
None of them.
Y'all don't got Diddy money.
They don't have Eminem money.
Y'all don't got Eminem money. What are y'all talking? Like, what are we talking about here? I don't understand. Like, I boil it down to the participation trophy era.
Yeah.
Because, yes, what you did is an accomplishment. However, is it though? Like, did you?
Hold on, yo. Did you just hit him with the Thor Ragnarok? Is it though?
A little bit. A little bit. Because, yes. Like, I don't want to be the best of the worst. Not even, now, this is not even, I'm not even talking about skill.
I'm not talking about art at all. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Not to say I'm not bragging, because bragging is intrinsic in hip-hop culture. But, I'm not comparing myself to the other. Yes, that's perfect. I'm not down talking those that came before me, talking about they should kiss my feet.
Facts.
When what I did in comparison to what they did is really not.
It's minuscule, yo. Yeah. It's not that impressive, yo. The reason the perception is the way it is now, once again, you see them with the money and this, that, and another, and you acting as if these guys back then didn't have that.
Right.
And they did. And a lot of them started with shittier deals than you started off with.
Right.
And they still wind up accumulating that amount of money. So I'm going to need, look, bottom line, simple as this. Until, don't tell me shit about how impressive, how much you the king of this, you this, that, never, until you had a career like some of these other motherfuckers. Then come and talk to me later and try to make a comparison. But none of y'all niggas got Jay-Z money.
Y'all niggas got Nelly money?
None of y'all niggas got Nelly money. None of y'all niggas got that type of money. Like, stop it. Yeah. Stop it.
Stop it. It just doesn't make sense. But I think that's it.
I believe so.
I think we hit everything.
We hit every note.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank everybody that watched. Excuse me, listen.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Soon to be watched.
Yeah, I'm about to say, we ain't there yet.
Yeah, but we will be there.
Yeah.
The moment James wins the lottery, like
we're waiting for that, then.
Broadcasting to Honolulu. Because they're live. But I want to thank everybody for right now that's supporting the platform that we have currently.
Indeed.
Is there anything you're trying to promote this week? It should be.
Instagram, photos by SBJ. Go check it out or don't. Also,
check it out.
Well, you know, whatever it is. If you want to, you don't.
Go check it out.
Thank you. It is what it is. And also, every platform that you're listening to us on, make sure that you go ahead and give us a rating, review, comment, all that good stuff. But if the comment system on the platform that you're listening to us on, it's not quite your cup of tea, and you feel like you want a more personal connection, you can go ahead and hit up any of our social medias. There's a vast list that I'm not going to go over right now. Most of you know.
If you want us, come talk to us. If you want to say that James doesn't put enough Vaseline on his face before podcast,
then what you should is go to blackculturegeeks@gmail.com and send me that little love note.
Facts.
Very simple. Very simple. Also, make sure that you share this with your friends. Don't be selfish. There is enough of us to go around. Go ahead and help us spread our invisible message.
The invisible message part kills me all the time. And I would also, like to promote, as usual, No Skull Douglas EP in digital stores and platforms everywhere.
It's what the world needs now.
It's what the world needs now.
Indeed.
And also, go check out the Black Culture Geeks YouTube channel. Right there on YouTube. And we got big plans for that this upcoming year. Mm-hmm. Especially when they get warm. I cannot wait till it get fucking warm.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till it get warm. Also, go check out the Reaper Legion Network YouTube channel.
Check out my
videos on there. And you can go also check out my photography Instagram page, ReaperVision999, where I put my photos up there, because that's what we do. We take photos.
Indeed.
And, for the rest of the multi-world entertainment fam, I am Tombstone the Dead Man. He is SPJ.
Ew.
And we are out.
Peace. Thanks for listening.